Hey guys, what's going on? In today's video of Camping with Ben, Season 1, Episode 4, we're going to be talking about the Philips Go Zero. This is a water bottle that's going around $15 to $20 on Amazon. That's the range of how much you're going to pay for it without tax and shipping. So you're going to be looking at probably $25 including shipping. And you'll be getting a good water bottle that fits 20 ounces of water. But because it has a filter, it's a really good water bottle to purchase. So let me tell you about the color choices you can choose from. You can choose from gray, lime, and red, and blue. I just bought the blue one, or I got it for Christmas. And yes, these go for $15 to $20. And the material of the water bottle is plastic. It's not like one of those really plastic, cheap water bottles. It's more like that soft, nice plastic. I don't know, there's a lot of different types of plastics out there. So what it is, the item weight of the actual water bottle, including the filter, is 5.28 ounces, and that's without the water inside of it. And yes, it holds 20 ounces. You can also get this Go Zero Active bottle with three more filters, including it, because it already comes with a filter. So you would be getting four filters for $31, and you can have that be $31, so probably like $36, including shipping and tax. So that's if you want an additional three filters. The filters are basically extra like filters, because you can only use each filter for 30 days. Which is basically a month after the first use. And let's talk about that, the details of like everything about it. So it is food grade, dishwasher safe, BPA free, and odor free. That's including the filter. So the filter is dishwasher safe. So to clean your filter, you can put it into the dishwasher. So after you go camping for like 2 days, you can still use it, but you have to dishwash it and keep it dry. And that's the thing that a lot of people have mistakes of. They dishwash it, and it's wet, but it's clean, and they still need to dry it. So keep it out on like a paper towel and keep that dry, because no one wants a wet, nasty water bottle filter. Because those will get mold on it, which, let me tell you, I had to learn the hard way with one of my other water bottles, which really sucks. And another thing you should do is go to Spotify if you're listening to this on Spotify, and please follow me, because that'd be great to do, because I need those followers. I only got 4. And also, if you want to see actual videos, go to YouTube and search up Camp Nation. We do a lot of different videos for tents, and you can actually subscribe to that channel as well. And that's about it for this. Oh, one more thing. So the water bottle does have a strap, which can be useful to clip onto your backpack or just to carry around. And for the filter cartridge, how you plug that in, basically, or insert that into the water bottle, it's very easy. You only have to open the water bottle. There's a filter case that goes around the filter. So you twist the filter case, and then that pops out where you can put the filter cartridge. And then you just snap on the filter case back on, and it basically works. And the cool thing about this is it has a mechanical timer, which works as, so when there's water on it, it actually opens up the filter, which I think is pretty cool. Not sure why they would put that in, but it is that. And it does have a push and pull spout, so that's what you have your lips around when you drink the water. And there's also the cap that goes around that, so it goes completely over where you drink. So it's really good, because when you're going camping, you might place your water bottle down, but I've had this happen a few times, and I bet you guys have this too. So you put it down, like, on top of the dirt, and sometimes, because of wind or something, it falls down, and then your whole water bottle is, like, wet and dirty, which isn't a fun thing to have. So to lower the chances of having that on the spout of where you're drinking, that's why they made a cap that also comes with it, which I think is really good. That's the last video I'm going to do for right now. I will make a second podcast episode today, and see you guys next time. Bye, guys.